It's a little off topic. With Wiener 2.
I don't take your compliment at the end either. I actually want you to retract that and F off and never listen again. How's that an Eric Zane comment for you, stupid suck?
Lurch.
What the hell is wrong with playing paintball?
I don't fucking mock you for playing softball. Softball is for lesbians.
Whoa!
Softball is for lesbians.
Get him.
And Andy Two Times.
This is the intern podcast where basically somebody left the keys out and we get to come and hang out and play radio for a while.
It's fucking off the topic.
That Andy in memory.
Yeah.
Of Andy Two Times who was passed on.
He's not here.
He's not
He's gone.
Here.
Last
He's
week was dead. His last show.
Last week was last. He never told anybody.
Hi, my name is Steven. I'm the new guy on the show. My name is Steven.
Weird enough, we found him in the adult section on Craigslist.
It's a little off topic here. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We figured it was an adult show, so we looked in the adult section on Craigslist, and in came Steven, and Steven's hijacking the program.
Steven with an S.
Is that a PH or a V?
Steven.
It is a little off topic, the 20-something volume at this point. Who cares? Nobody's listened to all of them anyway.
It's the episode after the last one.
Yeah. It's in chronological. You can't miss it. So I am Wiener 2 / douchey-looking Kyle / Rotten Tomato Stan.
You need to hurry up and pick a name, I think.
I can't pick it. I need someone else to pick it for me. So
yeah.
Alongside, as always, Lurch. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And on his farewell program here with the most content we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Two Times or Fandango Rockwell, whichever you prefer. I think the ladies all know him as Fandango Rockwell.
That's right, ladies. How you doing?
Could you have been creepier with that one?
No. Maybe, probably.
That's totally right, ladies. Me. You remember me. Yep. Not a lot on the docket today. A little bit to talk about here. As we said before, Andy's farewell program.
Yeah.
Andy moving into his big boy job and his big boy world. Lurch and I are still trying to hang out of the past.
Of course. Always.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You know, I'm trying to, I would love, yeah. No, I don't blame you. The past is good.
Yeah.
You know?
I enjoy consistency and no changes to routine.
Mm-mm.
Makes life way too difficult.
Change is way too fearful.
They changed my work schedule by a day.
That's why I hate Obama. Lurch, I just made this whole thing political.
Yeah. Lurch is in line for the no term limit in the presidency. I don't like the change. Yeah. I don't like having to go to the polls and decide if someone new should make it.
Lurch is trying out for a new NPR gig.
Yeah, we're all kind of showing our strengths right now and trying to move on into the radio world. Lurch going political. Didn't see it coming.
No.
Me, I'm just going to go solo talk about myself.
Your vote does not count.
He's running on the platform of drawing giant dongs and mouths.
Yeah.
That's his whole stance.
I took a picture of the show plan for today, which, as I mentioned, was jam-packed with two things and one that took us 1 hour to print.
Yeah.
And on it, Lurch picks it out of my hand, and I think, oh, good, Lurch's got an idea. No, Lurch has an idea for an awkward, statured person with a large wiener going near, I'm not going to get specific, but Andy's face is also in the picture.
And I'm apparently a vampire because I have vampire teeth, too, which makes zero sense.
So Lurch's going into Wang picture drawing. I'm going to go into solo talk.
Yep.
This is going to work out great for everybody involved.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're witnessing the meltdown now.
This is the fall apart.
This is where the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, we peaked at like episode 4.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, we're getting pretty good, guys. And then we just kind of said, that was probably good enough.
Yeah.
We're on the downhill slide. So
we have peaked,
Once we did a whole segment about Andy and I's beards, I think we should have realized we should have wrapped up the program.
Right. Yeah.
So, by the way, the beard is gone.
It is gone.
I shaved my beard.
I'm letting it go, dude. I am full on Grizzly Adams. Like, let's do this damn thing.
Well, you live up north. You know, I live where there's people and there's some semblance of females around here, and I don't want to look like a terrible animal.
Wow.
I don't know what to fascinate about during the show now.
Yeah, he can't stare at my lovely beard. So I might let her go back a little bit. I never got any votes. I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do with
it. Did we put pictures up of it even?
No, we didn't.
I think so. That's probably why we didn't get any votes.
Well, whatever, Andy. Don't get into specifics on me right now.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead and eat. Like I said, you know, we asked for poetry and songs last time for Andy two times to the email or the Facebook. Never got any. I'm surprised. Zero.
I don't think we've gotten any emails in the past
five weeks.
I got into an argument with Homophobic Timbo, which is his new nickname.
Is he?
Did you guys read that exchange?
No.
The trivia question last week that I asked about who is the author of
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yep, I read that.
I didn't think it was a terrible question. Apparently, Timbo thought that was just out of line.
Truman Capote is gay.
Yeah, he's a homosexual. And apparently Timbo thought that was just ridiculous that I would ask that type of question. That he is gay, that means he cannot be a renowned author. It was quite the uncomfortable email exchange I had. I don't know. I'm not like an author extraordinaire.
Right.
But I do know that he is regarded as one of the better authors of the century.
They made a movie out of him, so you know he's got to be good.
A couple movies.
Did
Andy?
They? Yeah. Oh, I know this Philip Seymour.
Yeah, he had another one with Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Philip Seymour Hoffman's gay too, though.
Really?
That's not true.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Lurch is now propagating celebrity rumors like we have the legs to get those going anywhere.
It's politics and celebutard info with Lurch right now.
But nobody submitted their odes to Andy, and if you're going to do it, now's the time because we're locking them out of the email.
I really don't.
Immediately after the recording.
I didn't even think about that.
Changing the password, the format, everything.
He's getting removed from the Facebook page.
Wow.
Everything's happening. You're taking them off the logo.
It's like nothing. It's like I've never been here.
A really good word art logo.
I brought the word art back this week to much fan approval, if I may add. It was pure effort, gentlemen, and it deserves to be looked at.
Well, we discussed that's your major from college, so you would be proud
history
about that.
History and word art.
Yes.
So get your odes into Andy, your songs, poems, letters, love letters, nude pictures. Whatever you want to do to send Andy off on a good note.
I'm pretty sure they don't think I'm leaving because they've heard this before.
They actually have heard this before. We are dead serious. Yeah. This is Andy's official last program as, I mean, obviously he's going to be more than welcome back.
Right.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Lord, stop it.
Shit. Well, but, I don't know if popular demand begs.
Andy, stop it. Get them into the AskTheInterns@gmail.com, or as always, we gained 5 likes on the Facebook page this week.
Hell yes.
So we are just skyrocketing, racing with free beer and hot wings to get to 100. So go ahead and search for us there. A little off topic on Facebook, and you'll see the fancy word out. That's how you know it's true.
Yep.
The word out, yeah.
Word out. Damn it.
Look, I wasn't going to say anything.
Look for the word out.
That's
how you know it's the real deal. Okay. Hi. Oh, this is going to be
Son
good.
Son of a bitch.
This is... I'm about to...
Yeah.
We're going to have to pause for station
leaving,
identification.
But look, this deal just happened. Hey, guys, there's a little porthole window in the door for everybody listening. And they're, Andy and Lurch face towards me away from it. I look at...
Our back is to the door.
Yeah, I look at them, and I can see the window. And in the window comes a woman's face with hands over eyes.
What's going on?
I see the recording light. Does that mean they're... They're recording?
Should I open the door?
Should I just go in? I mean, I know the mic's on, but they're probably not doing it.
You know, what if she was looking for hard, throbbing Schwann's, and then we are just sitting here.
She found it.
We're just sitting here making fun of her. I didn't see her look, though. Is she decent?
No.
Old. Okay. We'll throw her at Lurch.
Unbelievable.
I like older women.
As we were saying, find us on Facebook. We gained 5 followers. Whatever. We're skyrocketing. Please do that. Also, subscribe now because we're deleting the Podomatic. We're just going to do that. We're just going to record this for ourselves from now on.
Mm-hmm.
AskTheInterns.Podomatic.com. Make sure you get everything because we're cutting it out.
Yep.
All right.
That would make sense. We just record so we can hear it and laugh at ourselves later. We play trivia, and I was like, hey.
For personal reference later.
We'll charge it.
Find us on the Podomatic. Also, let us know what your thoughts are on Homophobic Timbo. Unacceptable, if you ask me. That's bugged me all week. Unbelievable. So, no, we have a little bit today, but also we did want to say, just mention, we're not going to get into too much detail because we don't know if it's official.
Wait, should we make this like a secret type thing, or...?
Well, it's not going to be a secret.
Or should
secret,
we ask people's input?
On what?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Exactly, which I didn't know why you were asking questions. The show will be back next week in some shape or form.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. we can't say official word on who will be here next week. It won't be Andy. Yeah. If you're thinking it's Andy and that we're joking, it's not.
No.
It will not be Andy, but it will be back in some way, shape, or form.
It's between Rape Stash and Butthead.
You pick. Send your votes in.
Yeah.
Send in your votes. No, it's going to be a little... It's going to change the program a little bit. We're going to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. You have my blessing.
We do have Andy's blessing, which was the nerve-wracking portion. So stay tuned. Next week, it will be a...
Sexy show.
It will be a... Well, because Lurch and I are here.
Well, yeah.
So we know it's going to be a sexy show because we do it nude.
It's always a sexy show.
And Lurch, I'd appreciate it if you could start trimming the bush. Getting a lot of hands.
I thought about that this morning before I left home. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe Kyle, we are too. I don't know. Maybe
it's getting a little out of hand.
It's the random shocks of red hair that disturb me. It's the patches.
I didn't think you were still seeing Stephanie.
And Scaly.
I went all the way to Spain to hang out with her and Bone.
Needless to say, we'll be back next week, some way, shape, or form. You're going to have to listen, and we'll unveil it next week because we don't know anything official. And hopefully this will make everybody listen to next week without Andy. We're actually going to see our Facebook followers go down.
Yeah.
Who the hell is
going to... What the hell? We went from 175 to 40 in a week.
Yeah. Well, that's all right, guys. You'll do, you know.
Andy, as we made it clear, Andy will be more than welcome back any time.
Yeah, I'd love to. So. The every week thing is just not really going to pan out for me. And I really don't like doing every other week anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
What we have on tap for today is, like we've stated, not much. We have a story that Andy Two Times just printed. And
four times.
Pulled some audio from a list for the top 10 remixes. And I probably should have looked at the songs first because a lot of them are not even like songs.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this beat by DJ What's-His-Face was remixed by Skrilla.
Yeah. Remember that one? Remember that one porno you watched? This is that song that was playing in the background.
Yeah. And the remix.
It's a good rhythm.
Oh, we're done.
Keep going.
Oh, we got an interview too, right?
We do have an interview.
What?
We have an interview on tap. We have been keeping this from Andy.
What?
I got the contact in the phone. We're gonna rig it up.
What?
I know
this person up. It's gonna be the best interview.
It's
in the
exciting.
World.
It's exciting, Andy. So you wait until this happens.
I hope you prepared some notes, buddy.
Yeah, we probably should have let Andy know.
I don't
in advance.
Even know. Yeah.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Okay. Yeah.
But
apparently,
that's okay. It'll work.
All right.
Why don't we go ahead and go over this story that you printed there, Andy,
all right.
While I try to pull up the actual song titles for the top 10 remixes that I got. Turns out the website doesn't work or the... Clear those pipes.
Get out there, buddy.
Everybody wants to know what real radio is. That's it. Thank you, Lurch.
I think I overdid it.
Some of that was acting?
So there's a picture. Well, all right. Let's start first things first. Headline. Police use attacker's own video to find suspect in Flint Township Gumby attack. That's right.
Gumby attack.
And the picture of this headline is a very sad looking man. Looks about our age.
That young, huh?
The guy, maybe he just graduated college. Actually, he probably didn't even go to college because, well, he's wearing a Gumby suit by the side of the road. And let me just shut up and read this damn story.
Maybe a GED. Maybe.
Yeah.
Him and Rape Stash were probably in competition for that job, and somehow this guy won it out.
Yeah, he definitely went for the good enough degree. All right, so here's the story. It was a YouTube moment that John Scalman probably would prefer to forget. Scalman dressed in a Gumby costume and waving to passerby on Miller Road as is attacked and kicked in the groin by another man. But that YouTube video was the key to locating and arresting the attacker, thanks to some out-of-the-box thinking and online research by the Flint Township Police Department. An Owosso teenager was charged with misdemeanor assault in the Friday incident. Scalman, who is 28, is an employee of Spirit Halloween, a township costume store. Mm-hmm. His duties include dressing up in costumes and waving to passerby on Miller Road
in.
To draw them into the store. Apparently, the local, the places that does your taxes and stands outside
Tigrity.
In like a Statue of Liberty. Yeah, apparently they weren't hiring. Or maybe he didn't have the qualifications for
probably
that.
Not.
Like, you need to know math in order to do that. Here, there's a Halloween USA down the road. John Skalman of Swartz Creek standing in the spot near Miller Road in the Gumby costume that he was assaulted in October 15th
while
working.
By the way, of all costumes.
Gumby.
My goodness. Is that really going to bring
the bomb, right?
Is that really going to bring the people into the Spirit Halloween store? Oh, my God. Mom, stop the car. I need to get Gumby.
Draculas, Frankenstein, werewolves, mummies, and Gumby.
All in the same breath.
Yeah, it all makes perfect sense.
Unbelievable.
About 6:30 p.m. Friday, Skalman was in his second or third hour as Gumby.
Oh, my God.
When the teen approached from behind, called for his attention, then kicked him in the groin.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
That's the kind of stuff you read about,
yeah.
You know, with the mascots at the minor league sporting events where it's, you know, oh, yeah, go pull his tail.
Yeah.
Whatever. But this guy actually caught one right between the legs.
Right in the twig and berries.
That is what you get, kids, for not going to school.
Right in the biscuits and gravy.
Unbelievable.
All right. So this is a quote. He just got out of the car and walked up to me and just kicked me, said Swartz, who he was and said he wasn't badly hurt because the costume's extra padding absorbed the blow. Which, I mean, it's a giant Gumby costume, so that's fantastic. That's actually not a bad thing. If you are going to get kicked in the junk, apparently a Gumby costume is wonderful because of the padding. The extra. The next day, as communications officer Melissa Collins was transcribing the audio police report for the incidents, she went thinking. It seems like if somebody was going to do something like this, they would probably be doing it for some reason, a dare or a funny video or something to put online. Then she decided to check out YouTube. There was a video that shows the teen kicking Skalman's. Skalman. We will forever refer to him as just the retard. How's that? Instead of worrying about the last name, pronunciation, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a shot at it.
Skalman.
I didn't think it was that difficult.
Skalman.
You have to get some French word that nobody's ever seen in their lives.
Well, you know what? He's a loser. And
sound it out, idiot.
F off. This lady dug further, looking at other videos posted by the same user. Okay, so she found the video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. She ended up digging further, found more videos posted by this kid, and eventually found his Facebook page. And she notified the detectives of what she had found. I don't know if it was a plan or... If it was a prank...
Police just figuring it out,
I know
guys.
What's happening now.
Police located the suspect who turned himself in Monday morning. He is being charged for misdemeanor assault, and charges could be coming against the driver and camera operator. Kids don't realize their actions when they put it on YouTube are open to everybody. And even on Facebook, the kids' actions are out there for the world to see. The video has been removed from YouTube. Now, I went to look for the video, and it ironically was before I read this line, the video was removed from YouTube.
Did you search up and down, Andy?
I did. You're not even joking. I'm like, son of a... And then I kept reading, literally the next line, and I felt dumb.
Is there anything more cliche from a police officer? Kids just don't understand what YouTube can do. Like, yes, YouTube is the downing of America, clearly.
Well, I mean, there are some people that, like, I don't get the underage kids that post themselves drinking and stuff like that.
Though that's just ignorant.
Stupid.
Good thing Lurch turned 21.
And jobs really sometimes do look for that stuff. Like, they really, if you...
And why not?
You know, exactly. So I can understand where the cop's coming from, but coming from the cop, it sounds like a douche.
Yeah, Andy can say it, but if you're a police officer, go eat it.
Life lessons from Andy two times.
Of course.
First lesson is free. Police are not releasing the suspect's name or the video as it contains evidence in an ongoing investigation. The incident didn't scare Skalman off. He still works at Halloween store, a seasonal gig. He still puts on the costume. He's just glad he wasn't hurt. What if I was a girl, a pregnant girl?
Oh, my God. Really?
He didn't know if I was a guy or a girl, Skalman said. Skalman is glad the attacker...
I don't think a pregnant whore would be wearing a freaking Gumby outfit.
I know.
I tell you what, if you're pregnant and, you know, the best job you're getting is seasonal at a Halloween spirit store with wearing a costume on the side of the road, probably better time to go back to get that GED.
Yeah, or not bring a kid into the life where you're trying to support it on a seasonal gig at Halloween.
Or just be safe.
Yeah.
Just be safe, guys.
Ask Lurch. Ask Lurch. Abstinence first.
That's right.
Abstinence first.
Rubbers third.
Anyway, I'd want
you guess the second.
I just want...
Andy's getting it.
That was my own drop. I just want to tell him that I hope he learns his lesson, Scammon says.
Mm-hmm. Tough talk.
I hope he doesn't do it anymore to anyone else. So it just goes to show, in Flint, even Gumby can't catch a break. And that's how the cookie crumbles.
I guess we really better hope that Gumby's not a real person.
That was good. Real good.
I was actually trying to think about the show Gumby. Like, what was he supposedly made out of? Was he like...
More like Gumby's a claymation. I don't know.
Looks like Gumby got pokey. Because there was Gumby and pokey.
Like Gumby got one in the clay nads.
That's horrible.
Or in the perineum.
Yay! There you go.
Hey, you don't know.
Woof.
That. So... Okay, well, while Andy was reading that story, I have been gandering to try to find the list of the name. Oh, maybe have some luck. The song titles for my...
Did you say gandering?
I did say the word gandering.
I like that.
I'm a big fan.
Gandering.
Yeah, there's nothing here unless we want to look at Katy Perry topless, but we don't need that.
Yep. Go to it.
Move along.
Do it.
Move along. Not going to happen. What we're going to have to do is play these songs blind. Everybody likes, like Free Beer and Hot Wings have talked about, you know, everybody likes a good mashup.
Yeah.
Good remix.
Oh, yeah.
You know I can only speak for myself, but in this instance, I will speak for Andy and Lurch and say that we're all club guys.
Yeah.
There's one place you want to find us.
It's in the club.
Go to the downtown clubs and look for us in our shirts and dancing.
Your local discotheque.
Can't get the name right. So, that's where we belong. Is the clubs.
On the dance floor.
And if there's one thing I can respect... It's a good remix.
Good, solid clubbing. Not Seals, but going out and dancing.
Well, Seals, too.
Yeah. We are pro-clubbing Seals.
I don't want to be in this.
Why?
I don't like Seals that much, either.
Yeah. Or the singer, for that matter. Yeah, so, he's a bum, too.
Again, accidentally gave Lurch an unwanted preview of the number 10. I got the originals and the remixes to all of them. We'll kind of jump back and forth. The original and number 10, I think Lurch now realized Andy may be too old.
Yeah.
So.
What?
This is the number 10, the top 10 remixed song that they had from a list off guyism.com. I think it was off guyism.com. Very good chance it wasn't. But we used these guys last week as a good website.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Andy. You know it, Andy?
Oh.
You know it?
Wayne.
Wow. I thought Andy two times was going to guess John Mellencamp.
Wheezy.
So obviously most people our age, Timbo, just turn off the radio. Just turn it off for a while, Timbo. Actually, Timbo,
show, Timbo.
Right now, fast forward about 30 minutes or 25 minutes.
Do we have this up so that people can listen to it this week now?
I just want to make sure people can hear us, too, because...
No, I know, totally.
It's hard to tell.
But last week...
Needless to say, that is Lil Wayne,
I like
Lollipop.
It.
But the remix and...
Well, that wasn't the remix?
No, the... and that's what I was hoping for. Well, this sounds great.
This music you damn boys are listening to.
And the remix, I don't know. The list had all the weird DJ remix people's names because they all go by letters that are just appear to be mashed together in a box.
Is it
and
the
then
one
they,
like where they scream out randomly? Like,
no,
oh!
I did not get those.
Like horribly,
thankfully,
horribly DJs. Dubbed in. Yeah.
DJ Premier,
rocking it hard.
I actually already like it better. It's got like a bit of a rock undertone on it.
It
nice build.
It sounds like it got remixed with Lil Wayne and Death Cab for Cutie.
No, nobody. Death Cab for Cutie guy.
Oh, they have like electronica emo stuff like this.
Oh, okay. So it's junk.
It's a mood.
Yeah.
I like the first one better.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I enjoy the remix because I do not like
Lil
Wayne.
Shut up. Nobody
Wayne.
Cares about
really?
Your damn opinion.
Do not at all.
Just kidding.
Wheezy.
The, really? That's what you're going to do, huh?
No.
You got one of those t-shirts, free Wheezy or whatever? Because clearly he should be freed after as many times as he's broken the law. Free him indeed.
Yeah. Gun charges are none.
Number 9, the original. I don't know what it
Bust
is.
It.
Ooh!
Mm-hmm.
This is my jam.
Just let it go. This is it, guys. This is the show.
Bye.
This here's a temple. Bust a move. What's the who's the artist on that, Andy? Bust a move. Do you have any idea?
No idea.
Okay. Notorious B.I.G.
I think it's a wrong guess. The remix to that. Okay, that looks very loud. We're gonna turn this one down. Look at that thing. Look at that.
Wow. It's a block.
Something wrong with that one. We're gonna bust it out.
I'm terrified.
No, you're good.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could groove to this, gentleman. I could dance to this at the club. I want to. Move it, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I could bump and grind all night.
The last time I was on ecstasy, this is what it was like.
LSD for
yeah,
me.
That's right. Does it pick up anywhere?
I prefer drugs. Kinda...
I can handle about 8 seconds of that. That is unbelievable. How do people actually listen to that and go, that constant bass thumping in your face?
Without a fog machine, the seizure lights and lasers going on, it doesn't really give the same effect.
The number 8 original, I don't no idea what this is. Any ideas? You know what this is?
Not yet.
I like it.
You do?
A little bit.
Sounds like I did it on a Casio keyboard at the age of 12 with the sound effects button. I don't even know what this is, but I'm not going to play the remix.
Yeah.
Skipping it. Number 7. Because number 8 was a massive failure. Why would that be on a top 10 list of anything?
Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
Random background noise. Like that one far less.
What is going on right now? What is this?
You pulled the audio.
No, I know. And they're correct. This is what I was saying. We can find our desires. Could they not find any normal songs to remix?
This belongs on like a Disney video game somehow.
Yeah, that might have been where it is.
Yeah.
What's the remix? Because that sounded like a more girly Justin Bieber. Is that a girl or a guy? Your guess.
Girl.
It's a guy with no balls.
I'm saying guy.
Castrato.
I don't hate the remix.
Is this the remix? I like the remix better.
Yeah, the original sucked hard. Maybe that's the theme of this list. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
The remixes are going to be far superior.
Hard sucking remixes. Yeah.
Number 6. Fake
wreckage. Yeah.
Everybody's talking about this guy.
Lay it down. Boom.
You think I know?
3, 2, 1, Andy Rapp.
Yo, yo, what up? Okay.
That was it?
No, hold on.
Okay.
My name is Andy 2x. You like my rhymes. Yeah, what? I don't know. That's about it. That's it.
You know what? That's more than I expected.
Yeah, definitely.
That was more than I expected. I don't even want to play the remix of this one either.
Andy's was good enough.
Yeah, yeah. Are you kidding me? Any type of remix should start and end with Andy 2x. The number 5 on the top 10 list of remixed songs, and I'm assuming they went to one person for this website, went to a club and decided these were his favorites. And this is what we get.
Oh, I love this song. Oh, yeah, here it goes. Oh, yeah.
What's the song title there?
I don't know.
Ah.
That's a good song. And it slows down. Bum, bum. Oh, yeah. Killing in the Name of.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, you guys want to keep going?
Yeah, keep going. Killing in the Name
of. Okay. Only thing you want to listen to this is potential intro music.
Yeah.
That's a really good song.
Yeah. Well, the remix. I think you guys might be a little excited to hear this.
I am, definitely. Yeah.
By, what are you doing?
By Andy.
Yeah, Andy's hitting the hydros on his chair and falling to the floor.
All right, that was a mistake.
Sounds identical to me. This is definitely the same thing so far. Oh wow! Oh yeah! This is where you find a girl and you just start grinding, and then she pulls away from you and says, "I'm with my friends."
Yeah.
And then you say, "All right, sounds good. I'll catch you later." And then you go back to your corner.
You say, "Screw your stupid friends and screw you."
And you
been
kind
in
of
this
do
situation
your own
before, I'm guessing.
No, I'm just saying that appears how it would go for us. I would guess
probably.
See, we're too old to be doing this stuff. See, we could, you know.
Apparently, clubbing. 21 for Lurch, 23 for me, 35 for Andy.
Yeah,
yeah. We're just out of it.
That's right.
He's just 35?
Just out of it. Yeah. Maybe next week it will make more sense.
35 going on 67 next week. Yes.
Too bad you won't be here next week.
We just keep making him more old in our mind. Yeah, Lurch and I are young bucks, two times as a senior. Yeah.
A senior who lives out in the woods.
Yeah, by himself, like a hermit.
With no internet.
Just let my beard grow.
You need entertainment somehow.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Kid Cudi.
Yeah, Kid Cudi day and night.
Very like.
Everybody knows the original.
I'm guessing we got Crookers remix here?
Yes, I believe that's what it was. I'd never heard of you. Familiar?
Yeah.
Lurch,
what?
All over it.
I'll give he'll give him credit. He's got good musical taste.
Thank you.
You're all over the Crookers remix.
Oh yeah, that's like the only popular one. That's the one they play on the radio most of the time.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess I need to listen to the top 40. This is Lurch's Crookers remix.
Really? I don't like this one. But...
Shut up.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind.
Consider the trend broken.
Yeah.
The original much better than that piece of junk.
So for this game, I'm up 1-0.
I'm more surprised than anything that Lurch was like, oh, this is the Crookers remix?
Because
we're just joking about clubbing or whatever, but I don't see any rhyme or reason why you would have known that remix.
I have Kid Cudi's album on my iPod.
Is the remix on the album?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got like 20 different remixes of that song.
Sounds like he can't do anything original.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's a one-hit wonder.
What do you expect from Kanye's
Suck it,
kin?
Kid Cudi. That's right. We're taking a run at Kid Cudi.
Kanye's a thief and
I'm taking a run at Kid Cudi. Andy is taking a run at Jim Rome.
Yeah.
Lurch.
I'm taking a run at Andy.
Lurch took a run at Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Couple minutes ago. We all got our own beefs. You just need to respect that.
Yeah. And Capote.
And if Timbo, if you just turned it back on, turn it back off. Got about 5 more minutes.
Hold it now.
Yes, I don't know if this is either.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
Come on.
Sounds like 1990s rap.
Sounds like wrestler entrance music.
Yeah. This is good. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. You just flipping that switch up really fast.
Well, no, I'm going back and forth.
You're not a DJ, bud.
No, because look at see how loud it is? Right now, nobody can hear what I'm saying, you idiot.
I can hear you.
Good for you. We're in the same room, you dumb D. We're not listening to the remix of that either. This is horrendous. That is horrendous. Number 2, the original. I think everybody will know this one immediately. Andy getting ready to dance.
I think I've heard this and I like it, and I don't know where I've heard it.
You serious? You don't know?
I don't know.
I've
heard it. I know I like it. I don't know where I've heard it, though.
This is.
I hate Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Hey. What is ladies.
Oh, hang on. Start over. I want to make sure if I can isolate this, I want to get the good joke.
Yep. Okay. How does Lady Gaga like to eat her meat?
How, Andy?
Raw, 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 raw.
Ah! Ah! Man, you should have let me know. I should have had the rim shot ready. Unbelievable.
You would have had the rim job ready? Is that what you said?
Number 2 remix, and this was weird.
Moving along.
Apparently, the website may have been making a plug for the new video game DJ Hero 2.
Oh, yeah.
Because they pulled the remix.
Was there a DJ Hero 1?
I'm guessing.
Obviously.
Guessing. I don't think they'd just go to number two, Andy.
Well, you never know.
I do. You usually do.
There's Grand Theft Auto 4 for PS3.
Before Grand Theft Auto 1?
2 and 3.
You know how they go in chronological order?
No, but Vice City. Anyway, let's not get into the video game talk.
Andy.
No.
Go ahead and wrap up.
Because
no explanation of why number 4 probably came before number 3.
You're going to sound incredibly stupid here because there are a lot more than just 4 GTA games.
I'm just giving out a random number.
There was the ones for the PC and the regular PlayStation, and then they came out with the other ones, and then this one, most recent one, was 4. Mm-hmm. But they don't go in chronological order when they order it.
So what you're telling me is that number 4 came out before number 2.
No. Can we just...
That's what Andy was arguing.
Let's listen to the remixes here.
No, it's not.
Andy, you're wrong.
It's just that Andy knows what he's talking about and you don't.
No, I'm sure I do. I actually like this.
I like the original.
Do you really?
Better. I don't really like it, but I like it better than this.
Gun to my head, tell me to listen to one, I'm picking this.
Yeah.
At least it's different.
True.
We can arrange that.
The upcoming number one original song for the top remixes.
Holy crap.
I'm pretty sure I have no idea what this is. I'm pretty sure I listened to it, and it was nothing I recognized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. This sounds like the remix already to me.
Yeah.
It kicks in. Yeah! Grab your LSD, grab your illegal narcotics, everybody. This is what you jam to.
Remix.
How is this a song?
No, wait, keep playing and I'm going to yell, remix.
How is this a song?
It just is.
No, you cannot tell me that there was an artist out there who said, all right, guys, send this out to the radio. We're going to make this a top hit.
Remix!
I don't know how you're going to remix this, but it's going to be loud. So get ready, alert. I think, too bad Andy's leaving the show, because we could have a contest. Make a better remix than this dumb dick list.
Oh my god.
Let's do it for next week.
We should. We should. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know either.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
That's how. We'll do it.
What's on the agenda? We got an interview coming up?
We do.
I think we should play this music to our
interview.
I had to wait.
I had to wait till about 11:15, so we're right on schedule, Lurch.
You have a time set up?
Dude, are you kidding me? You don't just call people at random times, Andy.
Why
no?
But that's like professional.
Come on, Andy.
We're all over this.
Get us some real background music right now.
Oh, my God.
What the heck? You want me to pull background music randomly?
No, like just play whatever you got right there. Just play it.
Underneath.
Yeah,
I like your idea.
Do a bed.
This is interview music right here, folks. I got to get
this guy.
I don't know how to get the phone to work exactly.
What? We've been over this a couple times.
Yeah, but we haven't used the phone in weeks. Weeks.
All right, gentlemen, hold up.
Rah, rah.
Is it Wiener?
No.
Got to fish through the text messages.
Better than Wiener. Oh, man, you're going to...
You're going to lose your shit.
You're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Language, buddy, come on.
You're going to lose your beep.
Your S will be lost.
There is. We just can't hear it.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a problem.
There we go.
Now it's not recording, though.
What? There we go.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? That's it.
Hello?
Hello.
This is not good.
So, we'll be back. after this short break.
We'll go ahead and take a commercial break. We'll be back.
This will be one of those times we edit it.
Penis, brought to you by us.
And we're back this hour of the program, brought to you, as you just heard, by one of our lovely advertisers, Penis.
Mm-hmm. It's not just for guys.
We got the technical glitch figured out, so now that we're about 4 minutes late, I'm sure this is going to go over well anyway. So, you guys, Phil, I'm going to... Oh, no, almost forgot our music bed.
Don't forget the music.
Almost forgot the music bed.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's my jam.
Why don't you freestyle? Freestyle, Lurch.
No, we're on the phone now. Ouch. Ouch.
We're sorry.
Don't
Your call,
call
cannot
line.
Be completed as dialed. Please check the number and...
I will.
Use a one.
Do I need to give you the number over there?
No, I have the number. I just don't know if you need to do 9.
1.
9-1.
Thank you.
Boom. Oh, yeah, you got to do 9 and then 1. Sorry. Wait, what happened to our music? Oh, all right. I was going to freestyle.
No, you weren't.
You
were not.
Music's gone. What? Do you want me to do it, dude?
It's not going
to
work.
Why?
There's a 4-digit code for employees of this building. A select few employees of this building to dial out from a landline.
Oh.
And I don't know it. I used to know free beers. And I don't know it. This is bad.
Real bad.
Oh, well.
Let's get over it.
We tried.
Can you tell me who it was?
No.
I think we should.
It was going to be you.
What?
Yeah, we were going to call you. We had you all worked up.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we were just going to be sitting there, wait. This is weird. Yeah. My phone's vibrating.
I have it in my coat pocket. I wouldn't feel it.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for the last 10 minutes of nothing.
Not all our fault.
Wow.
Not all our
Mostly
fault.
Mostly Andy's.
We're blaming
what?
All on Andy.
What?
Andy was preparing a list of questions on our news story that was printed off 6 times. Number 1, who are you? Number 2. What do you do? That's what we should have done. Called up a random person, just dialed the phone number and played 20 questions.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been fun.
If we knew the dial code.
Yeah. If we weren't dumb.
But that is all we got for today.
Yeah. Wow. That's quick. All right.
That was a quick, that was a brisk 42.
We're going to miss you, Andy.
I know. I'm going to miss you guys
any,
too, man.
Do you have any wise parting words? Hang on. You know what? I should get some music for this occasion. I hope it works.
Are we still playing the...
You guys feel content.
Techno backdrop?
No. Bed? This is going to be better. This is going to be better. Fill content!
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, man, I'm yawning!
Lurch, video game corner! Go!
Oh, if anybody here likes video games, Fallout New Vegas. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's about it for me.
I am not optimistic for...
I've been playing a lot of...
Chances at music for Andy's
Shut up,
parting
Kyle.
Words.
What?
I've been... So not needed. Hey!
Oh.
You grow up!
Completely uncalled
for.
Yeah,
the internet's not going to work. I want to... Lurch, if you could improvise a backdrop music of Macy Gray... what is that song title? I try to say goodbye and I choke.
Oh.
Hang on. Lurch, come over here. You sing. Andy, you give your wise, your parting words, and I'll sit in the corner and cry. And go.
My two times isms.
Come on, one sec.
Wait.
Hang on, and.
Okay.
How to go. Say goodbye.
Well.
Try to walk away.
Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners, I'm a little off topic. It's been great. It really has. As an intern, to meet a couple of slightly retarded, not as handsome, far less talented people than myself. Did you go into another song?
No.
Yeah,
I'm
you know,
to say goodbye and I do.
The listeners have been fantastic. Keep listening to these guys. I realize not as much funny will be on the show. You'll have to find somebody else to bring the funny week in and week out. Hopefully I'll come back every once in a while, you know, as either an over-the-phone correspondent, maybe an in-studio drop-in and surprise. But you never know. It's been fantastic. Thank you a lot. ALOT, a little off topic. You like that? You like that? Thank you for inviting me to do the show, Wiener and Lurch. I know. It could have been the Wiener 1, Wiener 2, and Lurch show.
I say man, a choke.
But in all honesty, yeah, this has been a complete blast.
Andy, it's been a ride.
Yeah, it has been.
Not saying it's been a good ride. Not saying it's been a fun ride.
It's been real and it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
It's like the mean streak of Cedar Point. You're like, you know what? It's a roller coaster.
It's old. It's dilapidated, and it's about time to get put out. And I think that's about
that's what's happening.
I think that's going to say that's about why it ties in with me.
That's what we're going through right now. We're putting a dying dog down,
putting him out of his misery.
So, like we said, Andy will be back. Hopefully, every now and again.
I want to cry right now.
Yeah, we're gonna go weep together.
Yeah.
So. But stay tuned next week. Surprises are in order.
One last post-show tickle fight?
Naked?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much the prereq.
Absolutely. Post-show tickle fight is about to ensue. We got to let you go.
Bring Thanks your for boners, listening. Fellas.
AskTheInterns@gmail.com. Go ahead and find us Already on Facebook, a little off topic. Like I said, stay tuned for next week. You'll get just as little content with a little different show format. Stay tuned for next week, and if you email us asking us what it is, we're just going to tell you to F off and die.
Yep. I'll probably tell you, though.
Lurch will probably admit it if you send him a picture of your wiener.
Of course.
Wiener, some pictures of wiener for Lurch are better than currency, in all honesty.
You just got to tell me you're going to send me a pic of your wiener.
And Lurch will just fess right up.
Don't even do that. He's going to go to the local Mickey D's and try and get it from Mexi Melt out of it.
Find us on Podomatic. Ask the interns at Podomatic.
Lurch, Bang, and Stephanie.
Lurch, Bang, and Stephanie. Andy used to.
Later, gang.
It's been a real triangle of love right there.
Andy,
stay
Andy
tuned.
Must have the last word in this podcast.
Andy, you know what that word has to be.
Woof.